A new venue for the arts is popping up this week in Charlotte. Unlike most theaters or performance halls, this particular space will be on the go. WFAE Sarah D'Elia has this story.
Typical artistic spaces like museums or stages are permanent fixtures. People go to these locations to view art or see a performance. That's where UNC Charlotte's Mobile Arts and Community Experience, or MAX, is different.
So we're up on the stage. So our tour of our not-so-traditional stage setup begins here.
Jose Gomez is an associate professor of architecture and urban design at UNC Charlotte. He stands on a wooden stage that folds out of MAX, a repurposed shipping container turned traveling arts venue. He says it will also serve as a mobile classroom. When folded up, MAX looks like a rectangular cargo unit you'd see attached to a train. He says having a mobile space that brings the arts to neighborhoods in Charlotte is something he's been dreaming of for over a year. And so has his colleague Carlos Cruz, an assistant professor of voice and movement at UNC Charlotte.
Jose is actually my mentor at the university. It's been a dream kind of come true because there's a tradition in Latin American theater and from Puerto Rico of traveling stages, and that in Europe as well, of the idea of like taking the theater to the people if the people are not coming to the theater per se.
The project was made possible by a $350,000 grant from the Knight Foundation. Boxman Studios, a company that takes out-of-commission shipping containers and turns them into, well, almost anything, like a kitchen or a greenhouse to a mobile arts venue, partnered in the design and construction of MAX. This week, to give Charlotte an idea of MAX's full potential, the unit will be placed on the Levine Avenue for the Arts, located between the Mint Museum and the Beckler Museum of Modern Art. Musical and acrobatic acts will take place on Friday, with a theater performance on Saturday.
Wow.
Chris Bess is a performer from Raleigh. He tests out the stage by doing a number of backflips and handstands. He's pretty excited about it.
This is so interesting because there's a lot of good stuff for climbing because I do a little bit of parkour. There's stuff to jump off of, there's stuff to flip off of. There's a lot of space for handstands. We're gonna have some really cool aerial acts.
The aerial acts Bess mentions are made possible by another feature MAX has, a 22-foot-tall truss, perfect for climbing and hanging ropes and hoops from. Circus artist Jackie Ward Kerwald travels the world performing. She says in her line of work, she's seen all sorts of stages, but none quite like this.
There's like the traveling circus tent is a thing in our world where you like set up a tent everywhere or going to theaters and stages that are already set. But having a stage like this that's mobile and that can travel around within a city to different locations in a more urban environment is unique and it's really exciting.
Jose Gomez expects MAX to begin 4 to 6 week residencies in neighborhoods by the fall. He says he hopes this project will bring the university closer to the city.
We're only a few miles at 9-10 miles from uptown, but it's perceptually sometimes that seems like forever and a day away. This is one way to bring us back in visibly to people in their neighborhoods, in their backyards, in uptown, in places of high visibility.
He says MAX is almost like a third campus for UNC Charlotte, and it's one he hopes the public will be curious about. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.